food we can use. Interview.
Welcome to Franklin Today. A food revolution started with muffins. That's what 70-year-old Zach Schwartz, the founder of Food We Can Use, says. Zach, can you elaborate?
One night, my family and I were eating at a diner when I noticed someone behind the counter throwing out muffins. They looked fine, so I asked the woman why she did that. She told me lots of food gets thrown out every day. Even though it's still edible, people don't want to eat day-old food. The next day, I visited a local supermarket and saw a dumpster filled with unsold food. This seemed incredible, especially since I'd learned at a science fair that 17 million American households don't have enough to eat. I was confident that there must be hungry people here who could use this food.
So what did you do?
First, we went to the local food pantry and the community center, where they told me that with more food, they could serve more people. Then we went to local restaurants and markets and asked for food donations. At first, we sensed some reluctance because food being donated needs to be handled differently. We decided to institute guidelines for food handling to address this.
Who is the we you refer to?
When we started, the organization was just my family, but it began to evolve and develop over time. Companies lent us trucks and drivers, and like an incline that slowly takes a truck higher, we've seen a gradual increase in the number of volunteers. People like the participatory experience of collecting food and helping to make a difference. Meanwhile, I've become fluent in the methods of running a large volunteer organization. Today, we sustain 2 food pantries and provide ingredients for many meals at the community center. Unifying all of us is a single vision, that no one in Franklin should go hungry.
Zach, thanks for joining us today. We expect great things from you in the future. You set a great example for other young people to get involved in their communities.
Thanks. We still have a lot of work to do.
I hope that in a few months, you'll come back to Franklin Today to give us an update.